Egzamin maturalny. Język angielski. Zakres podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczącej tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenie do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. W czasie nagrania przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wywiad z właścicielem food trucka. Zaznacz znakiem X, które zdania są zgodne z treścią nagrania, T, true, a które nie, F, false.
Welcome to our studio, John. It's great to have you here. You're a special guest because you are 17 years old and you own a food truck. Can you tell us a bit about it?
My food truck is called Taste of Home, and I specialize in making homemade-style comfort food. Our most popular dish is our signature macaroni and cheese, with a secret blend of cheeses that everyone's crazy about. I also make really good hamburgers for meat lovers.
How did you get into the food truck business?
Well, I always loved cooking. One day I saw a beat-up old food truck for sale online, and I decided to buy it. It took me months to fix it up and get it ready for operating, but it was all worth it.
Impressive. Where do you take your food truck?
I take it to all sorts of weekend events and festivals, like music festivals, food fairs, and local farmers markets. I also have a regular spot downtown where people can find me during lunchtime every day.
That's great! But how do you manage to run a business and attend school at the same time?
It's definitely a challenge, but I have some help. My parents and friends sometimes help me out with cooking and serving when I have a big event or when I need to study for exams. I also try to plan ahead and be organized with my time.
That's smart thinking. What are your plans for the future?
My plan is to expand my food truck business, and I would really love to have one more food truck. And finally, maybe open up a more typical restaurant. I'm not sure yet.
Thank you for sharing your story with us, John.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Welcome to our studio, John. It's great to have you here. You're a special guest because you are 17 years old and you own a food truck. Can you tell us a bit about it?
My food truck is called Taste of Home, and I specialize in making homemade-style comfort food. Our most popular dish is our signature macaroni and cheese, with a secret blend of cheeses that everyone's crazy about. I also make really good hamburgers for meat lovers.
How did you get into the food truck business?
Well, I always loved cooking. One day I saw a beat-up old food truck for sale online, and I decided to buy it. It took me months to fix it up and get it ready for operating, but it was all worth it.
Impressive! Where do you take your food truck?
I take it to all sorts of weekend events and festivals, like music festivals, food fairs, and local farmers markets. I also have a regular spot downtown where people can find me during lunchtime every day.
That's great! But how do you manage to run a business and attend school at the same time?
It's definitely a challenge, but I have some help. My parents and friends sometimes help me out with cooking and serving when I have a big event or when I need to study for exams. I also try to plan ahead and be organized with my time.
That's smart thinking. What are your plans for the future?
My plan is to expand my food truck business, and I would really love to have one more food truck. And finally, maybe open up a more typical restaurant. I'm not sure yet.
Thank you for sharing your story with us, John.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie pięć wypowiedzi dotyczących zimna. Do każdej wypowiedzi, od 1 do 5, dopasuj odpowiadające jej zdanie, od A do F. Wpisz rozwiązania do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
We have some important news to share with you today. Due to bad weather, all schools in Greenville are closed. This is because of the heavy snowfall and extremely low temperatures, which can be dangerous for students and staff to travel in. So, if you're a student, you can stay home today and keep warm. Parents, please make sure your children stay inside. Stay tuned for more updates on this situation. Stay safe and stay warm.
Wypowiedź druga.
It's almost time for the Groundhog Day ceremony. For those who don't know, a groundhog is a furry little animal that hibernates in the winter. According to the custom, if the groundhog sees its shadow when it comes out of his burrow on this day, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. But if it doesn't see its shadow, we can expect an early spring. Are you ready to find out? Stay tuned. The announcement is coming up soon.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Hi, it's Mark leaving you a message. Just wanted to tell you that I can't come to work today because the roads are too icy. I don't want to take any risks and get into an accident. I try to wait it out, but it doesn't seem to get any better. I'll keep you posted about any changes, and if it's possible, I can work from home. Thanks for understanding. Bye for now.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Hey, how's it going? I've told you that I'm in Sweden, but you'll never guess where I'm headed. I'm about to enter an ice road. It's a road on a frozen lake that's only open during the winter months when the ice is thick enough to drive on. I can see the sign in front of me. I can't believe I'm doing it. My friend Bjorn is the driver, but I'm still a little nervous. I'll make sure he takes it slow and drive safely. Talk to you later.
Wypowiedź piąta.
Are you fed up with the high temperatures and hate exotic beaches? If so, come to Sala, Finland. Here, the cold never bothered us anyway. In fact, we're known for our freezing temperatures, with the coldest ever recorded at negative 51.5 degrees Celsius. But don't let that scare you away. We have plenty of attractions to warm you up. Skiing, snowmobiling, and husky rides are just some of the exciting activities you can enjoy. And if you're feeling extra adventurous, you can even take a dip in our icy lakes.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
We have some important news to share with you today. Due to bad weather, all schools in Greenville are closed. This is because of the heavy snowfall and extremely low temperatures, which can be dangerous for students and staff to travel in. So, if you're a student, you can stay home today and keep warm. Parents, please make sure your children stay inside. Stay tuned for more updates on this situation. Stay safe and stay warm.
Wypowiedź druga.
It's almost time for the Groundhog Day ceremony. For those who don't know, a groundhog is a furry little animal that hibernates in the winter. According to the custom, if the groundhog sees its shadow when it comes out of his burrow on this day, there will be 6 more weeks of winter. But if it doesn't see its shadow, we can expect an early spring. Are you ready to find out? Stay tuned. The announcement is coming up soon.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Hi, it's Mark leaving you a message. Just wanted to tell you that I can't come to work today because the roads are too icy. I don't want to take any risks and get into an accident. I try to wait it out, but it doesn't seem to get any better. I'll keep you posted about any changes, and if it's possible, I can work from home. Thanks for understanding. Bye for now.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
Hey, how's it going? I've told you that I'm in Sweden, but you'll never guess where I'm headed. I'm about to enter an ice road. It's a road on a frozen lake that's only open during the winter months when the ice is thick enough to drive on. I can see the sign in front of me. I can't believe I'm doing it. My friend Bjorn is the driver, but I'm still a little nervous. I'll make sure he takes it slow and drive safely. Talk to you later.
Wypowiedź piąta.
Are you fed up with the high temperatures and hate exotic beaches? If so, come to Sala, Finland. Here, the cold never bothered us anyway. In fact, we're known for our freezing temperatures, with the coldest ever recorded at negative 51.5 degrees Celsius. But don't let that scare you away. We have plenty of attractions to warm you up. Skiing, snowmobiling, and husky rides are just some of the exciting activities you can enjoy. And if you're feeling extra adventurous, you can even take a dip in our icy lakes.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie dwa teksty. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Tekst pierwszy.
Even if you love the film you're watching, sitting on a bad seat in the cinema can ruin the experience. But John Brown, a sound engineer, knows which seats are best. John?
Hi, everybody. Well, you shouldn't pick whatever seat there is, obviously. To see as much action as possible, sit in a chair that lines you up with the center of the screen. You'll enjoy better sound there, too.
Well, it's pretty obvious, I guess, but how far away from the screen should you sit?
Oh, that's a good question. Because things get a little more complicated here. People usually choose the center seats, but that's not a good option. It's much better to sit about two-thirds from the front of the cinema room. This is where we, sound engineers, test the cinema's sound system. And if those places are occupied, it's better to sit closer to the screen rather than further away.
Thanks for talking to us, John.
Tekst drugi.
So, have you got any plans for the weekend?
Yeah, me and my mates are going to this activity center in the mountains.
Oh yeah?
It's a new center and you can do all kinds of things there. We're going to go deadboarding.
What's that?
It's like skateboarding or snowboarding. You have a board or deck to stand on and wheels. They're pretty strong because you go down rough mountain tracks on them.
Oh no, it sounds so risky. Have you done it before?
No, but I've done similar things. Anyway, we're also going to go canyoning. Before you ask, that's when you jump and swim down a river canyon. You have to use ropes and special equipment. And maybe we'll go whitewater rafting too.
I would be afraid to do it. Anyway, I'm going away this weekend too.
I was going to ask. So where are you going?
Paris. I'm so excited.
Paris? Wow.
Yeah, it'll be brilliant. We're going to do all the sights, like go up the Eiffel Tower and take a boat along the River Seine and see the old parts of the city. It looks so beautiful in the photos. And then there are all the art galleries. You know how much I like art. I can't wait to go round the Louvre and see all those famous paintings.
I think the famous Impressionist paintings are somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. They're in the Musée d'Orsay. We're going there too. And then I want to go to the Rodin Museum and see that famous statue, you know, the Thinker. And of course, if we're in Paris, we'll have to go shopping. Or do some window shopping, at least. And then there's the restaurants. Just think, French food.
You've got a lot planned for one weekend.
Oh, we're going for 4 days, actually.
4 days, very nice. And who are you going with?
Oh, just a friend.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Tekst pierwszy.
Even if you love the film you're watching, sitting on a bad seat in the cinema can ruin the experience. But John Brown, a sound engineer, knows which seats are best. John?
Hi, everybody. Well, you shouldn't pick whatever seat there is, obviously. To see as much action as possible, sit in a chair that lines you up with the center of the screen. You'll enjoy better sound there, too.
Well, it's pretty obvious, I guess, but how far away from the screen should you sit?
Oh, that's a good question. Because things get a little more complicated here. People usually choose the center seat, but that's not a good option. It's much better to sit about two-thirds from the front of the cinema room. This is where we, sound engineers, test the cinema's sound system. And if those places are occupied, it's better to sit closer to the screen rather than further away.
Thanks for talking to us, John.
Tekst drugi.
So, have you got any plans for the weekend?
Yeah, me and my mates are going to this activity center in the mountains.
Oh, yeah?
It's a new center and you can do all kinds of things there. We're going to go deadboarding.
What's that?
It's like skateboarding or snowboarding. You have a board or deck to stand on and wheels. They're pretty strong because you go down rough mountain tracks on them.
Oh no, it sounds so risky. Have you done it before?
No, but I've done similar things. Anyway, we're also going to go canyoning. Before you ask, that's when you jump and swim down a river canyon. You have to use ropes and special equipment. And maybe we'll go whitewater rafting too.
I would be afraid to do it. Anyway, I'm going away this weekend too.
I was going to ask. So where are you going?
Paris. I'm so excited.
Paris? Wow.
Yeah, it'll be brilliant. We're going to do all the sights, like go up the Eiffel Tower and take a boat along the River Seine and see the old part of the city. It looks so beautiful in the photos. And then there are all the art galleries. You know how much I like art. I can't wait to go round the Louvre and see all those famous paintings.
I think the famous Impressionist paintings are somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. They're in the Musée d'Orsay. We're going there too. And then I want to go to the Rodin Museum and see that famous statue, you know, the Thinker. And of course, if we're in Paris, we'll have to go shopping. Or do some window shopping, at least. And then there's the restaurants. Just think, French food.
You've got a lot planned for one weekend.
Oh, we're going for 4 days, actually.
4 days, very nice. And who are you going with?
Oh, just a friend.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.